Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 4th of November 2025. Today's topic is Israel Asks for a King. Our text is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 8 verses 1 to 7. And it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes, and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together, and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel, when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. Verse 7. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Key verse. 1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 7. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. When Samuel grew old, his sons became judges in Israel, but they were not good judges like Samuel was. They were dishonest. So the leaders of Israel met with Samuel and asked for a king to be chosen to rule over them. First, their motive was not to please God, but to be like other nations. God had warned them that they should not follow the way of the people that surrounded them. What could be wrong with a nation asking for a king to rule over them? Does God not like kings? Does he not want someone to rule a country? God is not against a nation having a ruler or king. The Bible even says that God sets up kings. Daniel chapter 2 verse 21 and Hebrews 13 verse 17 tells us that we should obey our rulers. God was angry with Israel because they wanted a human king, while he was already their king. He had rescued them from slavery in Egypt, provided for them in the desert, and helped them conquer the heathen tribes in the promised land. He was better than any earthly king could ever be. He not only protected and provided for his people, he also loved them and cared for them. Now the Israelites were turning their backs on God and wanting a human king so they could be like the other nations. Who is the king of your heart? Allow Jesus, the King of Kings, to rule in your heart, and you will be blessed. Prayer for today. Lord Jesus, I surrender unto you. Rule and reign over my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Hebrews chapter 8 verse 10. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.